I would book coffee in. Pure coffee.
Yeah, it was an imitation.
No, it was really, they had nothing in there either. I was, that was the pure, they call it the pure coffee. Very one coffee, yeah. Pure coffee.
Yeah. Well, you wouldn't take a, when you were out in the yard and you're playing, maybe your mother needs some wood for the fire, and she'd say, bring me in a...
Yeah, bring in my own. Yeah, I have to bring in another. Somebody was, well, that was how we had to do that mostly every evening. Pick up the wood for the kitchen, for the stove, and put some in the corner in the room. Packed up good there for the chimney.
As much as you could carry.
You could carry it. Oh, about 10 pieces, because to put in the chimney. But for the stove, it had to be a little small. So,
10 pieces would be a little
awesome. Because there wasn't not that much of that. And like I said, it had logs. We put those in pieces by the log, because it had big tree logs. Those logs was about like this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When the light burns out, you got to put in the new...
New bulb, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Put a bulb in there, but the one olden days, we didn't know about the bulb. It's just if you break the bulb, you have to buy another one. And you had stores to buy for all that, for lamps and the sheets that were the wick and everything. Mm-hmm. You ever saw one? You saw lamps before, huh?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Nowadays you just put in a new light.
Mm-hmm. Just put a light. If this hurts. If it's the bulb, it's fun, but if it's all the fixture in it, burn, you gotta take the whole thing out and put some new fixture.
Mm-hmm. But most of the time it's just the light bulb.
It's just the light bulb, oh yeah. I never had, this has been fixed since 1966. I never had no trouble, but the bulb is burning, so.
When your mama used to carry the washing out to the line like you got up there, what would you carry down
in? In a bucket, get it in a bucket.
Did you ever see those things that they would weave, make out of straw?
No, we never had
clothes.
They had a bag for their clothespin. They made that themselves with a piece of cloth. And sometimes they blew denim. They made that and press it on their shoulder and put the pin on the side there and take that pin and hang the clothes.
What did you have to write with?
Pencil.
Okay. Or this is a...
We never had this ballpoint or anything like that. We never had that. We just had the ballpoint pen. No, we didn't have that. We only had pencil. Can't remember. When we were going to school, I can remember. I never went and wrote with a ballpoint pen or anything like that. We had pencil.
Huh.
And that pencil, you have to watch it. Don't cut it. Don't make it. Chop it too often, because that has to make for the week. And these days, you get them once they get it, and then they come, they want another one.
What is nails?
Yeah, that's what I'd like to know. Nails, you have to buy the foot, that's all I can tell you. If you have to buy the nails and
those kind of wooden things, a tag or a keg.
Yeah, but you always buy in a bag. You can put two bags together, paper bag, and put them together, and when they go by, to nail something, well, they had that in the two bags. Mm. The only thing I can remember that I've done. Now, when they build a house, they had that in barrels. They built a big barrel, but that long, they had to come in there.
Beer would come in a what?
Beer would come in barrels, too. Olden days, oh yeah. My mother had that in a new barrel. She has a new barrel that's from the cracker that my daddy used to bring the hot chicken off, and she had when you used to bring the crackers, you know, in those little barrels and things like that, just tie something, like a little, like a piece of wire around, tie.